Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for being the God that you are, the awesome I am, the Yahweh. Father, forgive us every time we fail thee. And may we recognize these times that we will not do it again and again and again. Make us a repentant people. Truly repentant for the sins in our lives. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your love and your mercy. And as we enter into the Easter season here, Father, and we remember the sacrifice that you made, may we understand as best we can what that sacrifice truly was. Father, I ask that you will bring truth to us. Here in our nation, Father, things are just, they're horrible. You know, you can see. And I know that it is an abomination to you what's going on down here. And I'm not talking about the cancel culture. I'm talking about the stupidity of the children. I'm talking about the inhumanity of the trafficking and the drugs and the sex and the confusion. People don't even know who they are or what they are. Help us to bring truth, Father, and to set people free. If by your word, not by us, but by your word. Protect us, Father, in these days, for things are just very volatile. And we are a vulnerable people. Guide us, direct us and lead us, and guard us, Father. We know that we do not deserve your blessings, and yet we ask for them. We ask for your blessings, Abba Father, upon us and upon those around us and the ones that we love. And I ask your blessing on CSC Talk Radio, Father. Not for me, not for any other thing, any other reason, but by glorifying you and only you, Father. For such a time as this, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, some mornings, I always talk about I go through the mail, and I do. I go through the emails, and I'm hooked up to some of these news outlets, and they just pop up like this. I mean, faster than I can even look at them, and my computer can't keep up with them. And I'm seeing these things, and I'm seeing these articles, and I'm seeing what's being said and the titles, and it's just, I had this little rhyme pop into my head this morning. But my computer was running so slow, by the time I got Word up so that I could start typing the rhyme, it was gone. And so I thought, well, I'll just start typing, and something will come, and it did. But before I share my rough, very rough, little rhyme with you, I want to once again read this quote from Marilyn Vos Savant. I believe it's something we need to hear all the time, because sometimes we get too big for our britches. But when you see what's happening out here, now I had some family visit this weekend, and some of the girls and I went to the grocery store. And as we left the grocery store, now I don't want to hear any of you gasp out there. They go, oh, I just realized I didn't have a mask. I wasn't wearing a mask. And I looked at them, I said, you didn't see very many others wearing one, did you? I didn't even think about it till I came out. What's that say about our nation? Now, my girls are bright. They're smart. But they live in places where they're forced to wear the mask. Never before in the history of this country have citizens been so jerked around logically to the point where they have become incapable of making reasonable decisions. Even those who claim to have common sense, we seem to be unable to make reasonable decisions. Now, I haven't really titled this little rhyme because I've been putting it together all morning, so I just titled it, Be Not Deceived. But it actually popped into my mind when I was reading some of these articles and how everything that's going wrong in this administration right now, they're blaming for the previous administration. We know that that's not true. We know that our borders were more secure. They weren't 100% secure. I don't know if we can get 100% secure. But they were more secure under President Donald Trump. And we know that during his administration, Congress fought him every step of the way, Republicans and Democrats, not to build a wall, not to fund the wall, not to take care of anything that was going to secure our borders, which is something they take an oath to do. But they blame him for everything. They cannot, and those who voted for him, if you voted for him, you're the bad guy, okay? So I'll be not deceived, and then we'll find another name for it. The Dems will tear this country down and then blame someone else. They cannot be responsible for nation or for self. They rape, they pillage, and they burn our cities to the ground. Their media then rescues them. Distractions and fake news abound. America is falling down. The left feel quite secure. No lies too big a whopper. No tales too big to spin. Communism is their passion, and they are committed to win. They make large promises indeed, but their plan is oh so creepy. They'll take your children, they'll take your land, they'll render you quite needy. No happy ending will there be unless Americans wake up. The citizens are the ones in charge, they just don't understand such. We are not a democracy, the republic is our way, God is first and then we people, we in his image he did make. The people then put together a state of affairs to govern, but the states need it organized, and so they form the federal. The feds are to be the least of these, less power than all the rest. But the politicians of our day have swollen up their heads, the ignorance of the people in their power and our dread. We the people. We are strong whenever we stand together. Be not deceived by the powers we think to be, for just power is in the consent of the governed, which means the power is in you and me. That line happens to be from the Declaration of Independence. The power is the consent of the governed, for the governed are the ones who are in charge when it is a republic, a constitutional republic. That piece of paper, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, they are the restrictions on the federal government, as well as the state governments, but mostly the federal government. They are not allowed to infringe on any of those original 10. But they have made many, many amendments to our Constitution. Some have been good, some have been not good. But every time they want to give you something, you need to be aware, because they can't give you one little thing unless first they take it away from someone else or from you. Just like these stimulus checks that are going out. They can't give you money before they take it away from you, and then they're going to give it to you as if it's theirs to give. It's not theirs to give, it's ours. Well, it's just a mess, and we can see it. But what do we do about it, America? Well, first you got to wake up. First you got to see it. You got to recognize, just like Dorothy with those ruby red slippers. Yeah, the power all along. You just didn't know it. What else did Dorothy do? Dorothy had to wake up. Wake up, America. And then we will bring America home. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. That's 800-296-1213.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt, and while the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I have something I want to share with you today. You know, it seems like I'm making a habit of this, but I haven't been doing my own writing lately. I've been so busy. But the Branch Covidians, this is a writer, and his name is Peter D. Abrasco. And I was impressed. I'm not going to share it to you until the next segment, okay? I was impressed by his bio because I get bios from people, and it's honorable. I understand they're proud of their accomplishments and their schooling and their education, and I'm okay with that. But I was impressed with this guy because of his straightforward honesty. He is a conservative campaign strategist, author, and columnist, a proud law school dropout. He is not a decorated member of the fancy credentialed class, and that's just the way he prefers it. He considers himself a political outsider who seeks to give a voice to the long-forgotten American working class. And I thought, that's quite a bio. I kind of liked it. I had to share that with Rudy, and I'll share you his article. It's got some funny stuff in it, and just the fact that he's calling it the Branch Covidians impressed me, and of course it made me look at it and read it. Well, Trump is being accused of all this chaos at the border, but in reality, we know that he handed them a secure border, as secure it could possibly be, much more so than when he took presidency. And he had to jump through all kinds of hoops and go around Congress to get it done. He didn't do it illegally. But he got it done. But the Biden administration are being quite vocal about the mess that they inherited. But the truth is, they have invited this mess, and they're ecstatic about it. And they're the least transparent. Well, I don't know about that. Obama wasn't very transparent. Although somehow, some way, we did get pictures of the children in the cages that they accused Trump of having done, but it was Obama that built those cages. Now they've got them in what looks to be transport cars or railroad cars with bars on the windows, but they assure us they have butterflies on the walls. Butterflies are moths. Moths are not good. But Trump made a statement back, and I thought I would share that with you. Now, this is coming, and you can sign up for it, from 45 Office, and that is where he is now. We proudly handed the Biden administration the most secure border in history. All they had to do was keep this smooth-running system on autopilot. Instead, in the span of just a few weeks, the Biden administration has turned a national triumph into a national disaster. They are, in a way, over their heads and taking on water fast. The pathetic, clueless performance of Secretary Mayorkas, I'm not sure how you pronounce that name, on the Sunday shows today was a national disgrace. Of course, this was written yesterday. His self-satisfied presentation in the middle of a massive crisis he helped engineer, is yet more proof he is incapable of leading the DHS. Even someone of Mayorkas, can you know how to say it?
I think it's Mayorkas, but I'm not sure.
Well, there's no J in it. It's a Y. Well, Mayorkas? Okay.
Yeah,
well, he's jerking
sure.
us around. Mayorkas' limited abilities should understand that if you provide catch and release to the world's illegal aliens, then the whole world will come. Furthermore, Mayorkas' gag order on the nation's heroic border agents and ICE officers should be the subject of an immediate congressional investigation. But it's clear they are engaged in a huge cover-up to hide just how bad things truly are. The only way to end the Biden border crisis is for them to admit their total failure and adopt the profoundly effective, proven Trump policies. They must immediately complete the wall, which can be done in a matter of weeks. They should never have stopped. They are causing death and human tragedy. In addition to the obvious, drugs are pouring into our country at record levels from the southern border, not to mention human and sex trafficking. This administration's reckless policies are enabling and encouraging crimes against humanity. Our country is being destroyed. I can't imagine how he feels with all this going on, knowing that he had things going the right direction. And, of course, then the China virus took place. It's just a mess. And it's an unnecessary mess. I believe, I have no investigators, I have no reporters, I have no secret servants, secret agents that are infiltrating the offices and gleaning information. But just common sense tells me that this was no accident, this pandemic on the world. There's been one nation that has profited quite well from it, and that's China. So if it was accidentally escaped, it wasn't an accident that they kept it quiet for such a long time. And Fauci is involved. There's no doubt in my mind that Fauci knows what's going on and he's involved. Well, knows what's going on is another that's another show altogether. Well, the Border Patrol is releasing illegal immigrants into the U.S. without any court dates. They're just releasing them. We don't know what diseases they have. COVID is one everybody's worried about, but there are other diseases that they're bringing across the border. Now, you just have to understand, when you have affected people here and a group of people over here, they have different diseases, different germs, different viruses, different things. But when you put them together, they share those germs and they share these things. Because not everybody's going to stay 6 feet apart or 3 feet apart or wear 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 masks. Just not going to do it. I get tickled. I've had several doctor's appointments lately, and they always want to take my oxygen level while I've got a mask on. But I have been at the 98 percentile, so to take this mask off, I'll have 100% oxygen. Come on, folks. Well, Stephen Moore now is talking about, and I want you to think about all the things that we're dealing with when we go back, and then we're going to read this Branch Covidians. Our economy is a mess. Yes, it is. It's a mess. And Biden's administration is going to make it worse. It is as if they want it to collapse. We were talking yesterday about the gas prices going up, 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 up. I had a grandson that said it's not going to go down as long as Biden's in office. If we're going to follow this fake Green New Deal down the road, it's going to absolutely kill America. You cannot have just green energy. It cannot work without the other energy. You know, the ones they don't like with the coal and the gas, and it's not going to work. And the oil. But Stephen Moore is talking about Biden's tax hikes. He says they're a wet blanket on the economy, and we know that's what's going to happen. You know, the Democrats always talking about they're going to tax the rich. It always falls on the middle class. It has to. You know, even though we're the ones out of work, we're the only ones working. You tell me what these people in Congress and D.C. are producing, besides trouble and chaos. What are they producing? They do nothing on their list.
Hot air.
Oh, CO2. get them out of there. Well, he goes on, he says the economy is in a strong recovery. Now, I would kind of dispute that just a little bit. I'm not sure we're on a strong economy. Recovery, excuse me. He says you have to go back to the 70s to remember when tax rates would be as high as they'd be under the Biden administration. He must be talking about
Carter.
He says we're talking about higher taxes on capital gains income. We're talking about higher small business taxes. We're talking about our corporate rate going up to one of the highest rates in the world. There is also an increase in the death tax. There is talk of a wealth tax. I think this is throwing a wet blanket on all the economy. Well, of course it is. That's what they want to do. They want everything you have. Their children, your land, your money, your jobs. They want it all. They want you to be needy, just like our poem said. They want you to be needy. And then they have full control. They could care less about you. And one thing they don't want is for any American to be independent. They don't want that, because then they don't have any power. Why do you think they're going to control how many people can celebrate Independence Day? They have got you by the throat. I'd say other things, but I'm a lady, and Mama taught me not to do that. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for
public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. That's 800-418-5778.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism. As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free." Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. Before I get on to this article, I want to read, I want to share one more thing. Now, if you remember the things you have to know, America is not a democracy. Now, this is a federal judge, and he happened to be an appointee by Reagan. But he's talking in this article about, or whoever's Eric Larson is writing this article for Newsmax, but the federal judge is anti-GOP media, a threat to democracy. Well, it's a threat to the republic, not the democracy. The democracy is mob rule, and they're handling that just real well. So the New York Times and the Washington Post are virtually Democratic Party broadsheets. While the news section of the Wall Street Journal leans in the same direction, said U.S. Circuit Judge Lawrence Silberman, who added the major television outlets and Silicon Valley giants are similarly biased. Well, this isn't anything new, is it, to us? One-party control of the press and media is a threat to viable democracy. Now, I'm sharing this with you not because I disagree with him. I agree with him that it is a threat. But we are not a democracy. So, independent, down-home media is what I think is the answer to America's outlets. Now, I understand somebody like CSC Talk Radio and Beth Ann, we don't have these reporters, we don't have investigators, we don't. But what if small towns started supporting such things? What if small town USA, small town media USA, had their own outlets, their own radio shows, their own everything? What if we started supporting ourselves? And we left CBS and NBC and ABC and even Fox sometimes behind. And Newsmax, they're growing, they're doing great, but they're not perfect either. I saw one of their guys that absolutely argued with someone about, well, we accept the results of the election. Well, Americans don't. Do they not understand about 70% of Americans do not? I'm sorry, not 70%. 75 million to 80 million people do not believe it was a free election. So how can they sit there and say, well, we accept it? Well, you go ahead and accept it, but I'm not gonna. Look at the proof. Oh, we've seen it. No, you haven't. Look at the proof. And you can go to my website and still see Absolute Proof by Mike Lindell. And we have another one up there, too, by someone else. Make your own decisions. You know, my mentor, he used to say, don't believe me. Go check it out yourself. Well, that's what's going on in America. We're not checking it out ourselves. We just believe whatever we're told by the medias, the talking heads. The Branch Covidians. He says the Branch Covidian cult only differs from typical cults in one way. Its leaders are remarkably uncharismatic. It's the largest cult that ever existed. Now you stop and think about what he's saying here. 1 year ago, the entire non-thinking population of the planet, the people who walk through life without questioning much, viewing reality through a warped prism, distorted and by unimpressive cable news anchors and average intellect, banded together to do what they do best, take orders. They're called the Branch Covidians. And as with all other cultists, it doesn't matter how many false prophecies are spewed by their leaders. In their own minds, they still manage to justify following the directions of the people in charge. Now, you need to stop and think what he just said there. It doesn't matter how many false prophecies are spewed. There's not one thing that these people have said that has happened. Not one thing. Other than it is, that COVID is contagious. But they refuse to tell you that it's 97. Even if you're the vulnerable 96th point some odd cent, you're going to survive it. Also, let's jump to climate change. It has nothing to do with this article, but not one thing that they have spewed, not one prophecy has ever happened. It's time you don't take them seriously, people. They're lying to you. Let's go on with this article. As with any other cult, it's not that its members can't see the writing on the wall. They recognize the outright lies of their leaders and as those lies are exposed in real time, but they've so invested themselves in the cause that they can't bear to part ways with the lifestyle. Last week, a Branch Covidian learned that the whole 6 feet for social distancing thing was fabricated out of thin air. You know, that guidelines that every single business school, place of worship, or other indoor structure in the entire country that managed to maintain open during the pandemic annoyingly forced its occupants to uphold. How many X's are on the floor? How many church pews are marked off that you can't sit there? He says, indeed, 6 feet for social distancing was one of the four pillars of the Branch Covidians alongside lockdowns, mask mandates, and scrubbing your hands until your skin falls off. Will the fact that there are zero scientific evidence of the implications of the ubiquitous rule fuel some skepticism in the minds of the Branch Covidians? No. Will they abide by the new and equal unscientific guideline of 3 feet for social distancing? Undoubtedly. After all, Dr. Strange flew Fauci, and his top generals and the spurious and questionably credentialed, medical experts of the Blue Checkmark Brigade on Twitter swear that this time they have the science right. This is mine, in italics. Depends on the variants. You must consider the variants, whatever the heck the variants means. If you saw Fauci's before the committee last week. Remember the phrase, we're all in this together? It's often employed over the loudspeaker at my local supermarket, playing on a loop of every 10 minutes or so. The pre-recorded message is voiced by a robot who, at the risk of assuming gender, is on the female side. She reminds customers of the aforementioned pillars of the Branch Covidians, like something out of a dystopian film. We're all in this together, she says at the end of the message after reminding us to stand 6 feet apart while we purchase our eggs. As it turns out, we're not all in this together. The Branch Covidians, like most cults, allow their high-profile members to have special privileges, which is why John Kerry doesn't have to wear a mask on his airplane like the rest of the cult. Ordinary, Branch Covidians won't question this obvious double standard. They will do what they do best. Comply. As with other cults, Dr. Strange Flu and the Blue Checkmark Brigade have secret motives for the rituals of the Branch Covidians are compelled to practice. It was never about public health. It was certainly never about science. In fact, the science always more closely resembled guesswork than honest testing of hypotheses. The real motives are power and validation. For once in their pathetic lives, lab coats like Dr. Strange Flu and the Blue Checkmark Brigade were able to step into the limelight. Oh, it was wonderful. They have become authority figures and they hold positions in influence with which they are unaccustomed. That type of power is seductive and naturally they have abused it. They also have no motivation for the pandemic to end. When it's over, it will be back to the empty lab with their sorry behinds, never to be heard from by the general public again. At the drop of a hat, they will become irrelevant again and lose all that power and validation that they need that they didn't earn in the first place. I hear the music. We're almost done with this. I hope you're having fun with it. I had a lot of fun with it. I like the Dr. Strange Flu, Fauci. I think we should coin that one. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources.
Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You can look for the silver lining or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to finish this article. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I did. I really thought he did a clever job of putting this together, and I loved his bio. So let's go on. He says, so like any cult leaders would do, they need to prolong the charade. Now, I want you to stop and think about what he's saying here. That's why you'll have to wear your mask even after you're injected with their hastily produced vaccine, which was specifically developed to end the pandemic so we could resume life as normal. It's also why 15 days to slow the spread turned into, when the heck am I going to be able to leave my house again? The Branch Covidian cult, like so many other cults, has also proven deadly to some of its followers and innocent bystanders. Thanks to the leaders of the Branch Covidians, overdose deaths have skyrocketed. We just saw today where the CEO of Texas Roadhouse, I think that's what it was, wasn't it, took his life. The Branch Covidian cult only differs from typical cults in one way. Its leaders are remarkably uncharismatic. Unlike most cults whose leaders have magnetic personalities, the Branch Covidians are led by losers who are too mundane and uninspiring to lead a knitting club. Perhaps that's a fortunate silver lining. If Dr. Strangeflu had the personality of, say, Bono, the Branch Covidians would be begging for even more ritual humiliation. So how do we solve the Branch Covidian problem? Well,
I'm not a Democrat like Janet Reno, so I wouldn't recommend unleashing the ATF and letting them murder the innocent Branch Davidian women and children, annoying and loony as they may be. Rather, we should simply go on living our lives. Have a get-together at your home. Visit your mother in the nursing home. Take the mask off in the grocery store and laugh at the Branch Davidians who try to harass you. Okay, I got carried away there. I'm sorry. The Branch Davidians can glue their plastic masks to their faces and weld themselves inside their own homes for the rest of their unnatural lives, for all I care, he says. We're probably better off without them anyway. By the next time one of these crazed lunatics gives you a hard time, let him know that you're not required to participate in their cult rituals and carry on about your day. America needs to carry on about our day. We need to stop saying, when is life going to get back to normal, and put our lives back to normal. The year 2020 was devastating for America and the world. And if you think it was an accident by China, then you are probably a part of the cult. Because you want to follow every rule and comply. Take off the masks, my friends. Beware of the false prophecies for power. Be it the climate change cult or the pandemic cult, the China virus cult. They want your land. They want your water. They want your children. They want your lives. They want your jobs. They want every little dime you've got. They want complete control over you. But as my poem said, the people, the consent of the governed, are the ones with the power. But just like Dorothy in her ruby red slippers, we fail to realize that we have the power. I still believe in small town media. I believe in small town America. I believe in rural America. I believe we are the ones who can bring America home.
That's a perfect segue, by the way.
A segue.
Segue into the new segment called Finishing with Fan Mail.
I didn't know we were having such a thing.
But we did.
What have you got, Rudy?
We got some mail, some listener mail over the weekend, and this can go in the fan mail file, not in the hate mail file.
Yeah, the hate mail file is not one we go to very often.
This one comes from listener Jim from Nebraska. He says, I have been praying for you, your health, your show, and our republic. As I listen to you every day, it becomes more evident that your voice, views, and opinions are just what is needed to unite small-town America and rural America to stand up to the lawless tyrants who are destroying our great country.
Mm.
He says, you may not realize it, but to me you are a modern Patrick Henry mixed with a large dose of Queen Esther, and I do believe he's right. And I'm sure other feels the same. So that's a fan mail from Jim.
No, thank you, Jim. It's very humbling. Patrick Henry. Just did a little study on Patrick Henry, and he was quite the man. If you get a chance, you need to read his speech, which ended with the words, give me liberty or give me death. We have so many in our past that have brought us the republic. They suffered greatly that we wouldn't have to. But like spoiled children, we have tossed it aside. And now we're willing to be told what to do. Wear a mask, wear two masks, wear three. And why don't you put one on the back of your head, too? We think your hair is getting the COVID. It's utterly ridiculous. What's going on? COVID is real. The virus is real. Don't get me wrong. It's real. We've lost people in our community, older and younger. We've lost people. It's a new virus being implemented to people that they had not seen before. And our bodies have got to work up an immunity to it. And some people aren't strong enough to get that immunity. I don't know about Beth being the one, but I know that Small Town Media USA is my dream. Where rural America starts taking charge. Can we do that? You know, we have our electric co-ops. We took charge there. We don't need government to come down and say, oh, what we need in rural America is broadband. No, what we need in rural America is fair competition and markets. Fair. What we need in America, in rural America, is for the feds to get out. For the state to get out. Let us run this place. We know what we're doing. Because I believe in you, rural America. I believe in the farmers and the ranchers and the producers. I believe in the factory workers who will work on that line, and they'll give them a new quota and they'll meet it just like that, and then they'll raise the quota. Been there, done that. Because America pushes. And it's time that America pushed back. God first, then the people, then the state and the feds. The less they do, the freer you are. Start living like that. We don't need them to tell us when normal is. Normal is now. Let's do it, America. And let's lead the way, rural America. And let's bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.